A new study offers proof that diet and exercise can help millions of vulnerable Americans avoid diabetes. Some 16 million Americans now have type 2 diabetes, which develops in adulthood. 10 million more are at risk for the disease, which is the nation's seventh leading cause of death. It can cause kidney failure, limb amputations, blindness, heart disease, and stroke. The study was conducted by the National Institutes of Health. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
Type 2 diabetes strikes in adulthood, slowly inhibiting the body's ability to make insulin and process sugar. Federal officials say the disease has become epidemic, stealing thousands of lives every year and costing billions of dollars in medical bills. Dr. David Nathan, who directs the Diabetes Center at Massachusetts General Hospital and who headed the study, says the major cause is the typical American lifestyle.
We have a society, certainly in the U.S., which is relatively wealthy in terms of the food availability. And apparently, we're all taking advantage of that. Everyone in the country is gaining weight. You know that 50% of the population is said to be overweight or obese. This has fed in to the problem with diabetes, this epidemic of diabetes. 800,000 new cases a year.
This large federal study involved over 3,000 people, most of them members of minority groups who are most vulnerable to the disease, which is hereditary.
We don't know what the genes are, but we do know that people of color, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, that all of them have risks of diabetes that are between 1.5 and even 8-fold higher than the Caucasian population.
Not only were most of the study participants from minority groups, they all suffered a condition that often precedes diabetes, impaired glucose tolerance, which means their bodies were already having problems properly processing blood sugar. Individuals were randomly assigned to one of three groups. One was given the medication metformin, which is currently used to treat diabetes but not to prevent it. There was a placebo group, and another was enrolled in a program of diet and exercise. After 3 years, researchers found the group taking medication reduced their risk of getting diabetes by 31%. That's very promising, but the diet and exercise group reduced their risk even more, by 58%. Dr. Nathan.
And as a result, we can say with great clarity and consistency that these effects worked across men and women, worked across all of the ethnic racial groups that we studied. This does not just apply to just one group or another, it applies to all of them.
In the Washington, D.C. area, Dr. Robert Ratner headed a research group of 170 patients. Like the patients nationwide, the diet and exercise group not only took courses in how to choose healthy foods, but how to cook them.
We emphasized broiling food instead of frying food, vegetables instead of sautéing vegetables. Very simple changes that significantly reduce both the calorie load as well as the fat load in the diet.
Patients cut their fat consumption down to 25% of daily caloric intake and on average lost between 5 and 15 pounds, and most of them kept it off. In large part, that was also due to the exercise regimen, brisk walking at least 30 minutes 5 days a week.
We had a walking group that was early in the morning. We had another walking group that was at noon. People liked the social environment. As opposed to finding it a chore, it was something they looked forward to.
Researchers say their findings are exciting because they are so doable for most Americans. People were not asked to run marathons. They were walking, and they were not expected to lose dozens of pounds, just 5 to 7% of their body weight. Researchers say if Americans at risk start similar routines of diet and exercise, the growing epidemic of type 2 diabetes could grind to a halt. Patricia Naimond, NPR News, Los Angeles.